KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, I'm getting the Prescott players in the score sheet. They put their roster in alphabetical order, not numerical order, which has me a little bit messed up. And they've got a couple players that aren't suiting up. So it looks like they're suiting up 11 players, and I only have 9 written down. But I'll figure that out during the next timeout. The Sales boys warming up down to my right in the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers and the Vegas gold trim. They got their season started last Saturday night at Toppenish, Washington against Yakima Nation Tribal. The Irish off to a nice start, up 11-2 in the first 3 minutes, but then it got a little ragged. And they led 28-26 at the half. Yakima Nation actually had one lead in the first half. Then in the second half, the third quarter was pretty tight. The Yakima Nation took a brief lead again. Then DeSales ended about scoring 15-9 in the third quarter, and then 16-12 in the fourth quarter for a 12-point win at 59-47. So they jumped out to an early 9-point lead and then had to battle the rest of the way. It was frustrating for Coach Wood at time, but they were playing a game for the first time this season. At one point, his bench, Coach Wood's bench, was right next to where I was broadcasting. He just said, "This is rat ball, man," and he was a little frustrated. But they got a win under their belt, a win and no injuries, and a nice finish. So get that first game out of the way. And with only 1 week of full practice, they were just happy to get on the court in game action. And they've got a busy week this week. Practice Monday and Tuesday. We're here for this game. Practice on Thursday. Riverside Christian League opponent on Friday. Game out at Walla Walla Community College. And then travel to Sunnyside Christian on Saturday. The Tigers, under head coach Jay Potts, still looking for their first win. They are 0-6 on the season. They played last night against St. John Endicott Lacrosse out at Prescott and lost a tough one, 56-54. Their other games, they lost to Waitsburg 65-36 and 66-45. Yakima Nation beat them 86-28, and they lost to Riverside Christian 87-35. We'll look at the rosters and the starting lineups when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the Sales High School. Both teams have gone to their benches. The Tigers in the road blue with the gold trim are having their announcers started. Juka Beckman, a sophomore. They do not have heights for their players. So as our guys come out, I should be able to estimate that. Beckman is going to match up with Spencer Green, at least on the announcements. So he looks like he goes about 5'8". So we'll call Beckman 5'8". Also starting Martin Burgos, a sophomore. Burgos will come out and meet Cohen Wood, who starts for the Irish. Cohen, a 6-foot junior, had 10 points at Yakima Nation Tribal, and they look about the same height, actually, so we'll call Burgos a 6-footer. Third starter for Prescott, Mateus Arazo, a sophomore. He'll match up with Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior. Maddox had 5 points up at Yakima Nation in the season opener, and they're about the same height, too, so we'll go 5'9 for Mateus Arazo. And now coming out for Prescott, Bryden Foster, a sophomore, and he will match up with Jackson Cazell, who is starting in the ball game tonight. Cazell, a 5'9 senior. They're about the same height, so we'll call Foster 5'9. And then Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, will match up with Scott Lopez. And Scott Lopez last year had a 16-point game in a game that the Irish lost, or Irish beat Prescott 78-29, but Lopez was tough to handle, scoring 16 points. So he looks to be about 5'10". Manning Filan was our Dairy Queen player of the game up in top finish against Yakima Nation Tribal, 13 points. Scored in every quarter, battled hard on the board. Spencer Green led the Irish in scoring with 19. Maddox Filan had 5. Looking at the wrong line. Spencer had 24. Irish win the tip. They get to Maddox Filan, gets it to Spencer Green, who misses a lay-in, but it's followed up nicely by Manning Filan. Irish up 2-0 early. Into front court comes Arazo. Now to Lopez. He's their guy. Wood is challenging him. Now they get it over to Beckman. Beckman now between the circles to Burgos. To Lopez. 3 on the way. Backboard, nothing else. Long rebound chase down by Arazo. Shot clock at 10. Foster drives in, dumps it to Arazo. He puts a shot up. It does not hit rim either. So now the shot clock is at 5. The ball went out of bounds off of DeSales. And Burgos will inbound to get to Lopez, and Lopez is fouled by Manning Filan. So the Tigers shoot a couple air balls, but then get it to their scorer in the low block on the inbound play, and he gets fouled before the shot clock buzzer sounded. So Manning Filan, a bucket at the offensive end, a foul at the defensive end, and now Lopez will shoot 2 free throws. Very quiet crowd. I'd say the Irish contingent has one section pretty much all the way filled and a few people scattered around in other spots. On a Wednesday night, a school night, Lopez hits the second free throw and the Tigers are on the board. The Irish up 2-1, and then Maddox Filan and his brother Manning can't get connected on a pass up court and it goes out of bounds. So the Tigers with the ball and a chance to take the lead. 7:18 to go, just underway first quarter here at DeSales. Give and go cut to Arazo, and he's fouled going to the basket. And they say it was not on a shot. Wow. And the foul was on Jackson. Cazell.
Yeah.
To get into Lopez. He tries to pass it to Foster, stolen away by the Irish. Green with it, gets it to Maddox Filan. Now back up to Spencer deep on the right wing. Now back to Maddox. He's over there in front of the Prescott bench. Now a little pick and roll attempt to Manning Filan. It's off Manning's leg and out of bounds. The Sales boys looking like they did against Yakima Nation. They're hustling around. They're trying to execute their stuff, but everything's just a little bit off. They've turned it over twice already. Arazo gets it to Lopez. He spins in the lane, loses bounce, gets it up off the glass. And Cazell ends up with a loose ball to Green, ahead to Filan. That's Manning, and he's fouled. So Arazo is a hop, skip, and a jump, and a fall, and nobody touched him, and he just laid there on his back with a big smile on his face, long like that one. So the foul is on Martin Burgos, his first foul on the Tigers, and Manning Filan, who has the only basket of the game, will shoot two free throws. First one by Manning is up and good. He shot very well from the line up at Yakima Nation. Irish up 3-1. We've played in a minute and 26 seconds. And Manning, nice follow through. Put the hand in the cookie jar. Nice rotation, nothing but net. Irish up 4-1. Erazo gets it to Lopez. Wood on him out on the left wing. Pass left corner goes to Foster. Head fake, has it stripped, ball's loose. Up the other way now to Green. Jump stop in the lane and he lays it in. Spencer Green flying up the right wing. Jump stop in the lane. A little one-hander. And Irish up 6-1. Lopez between the circles. Green on him. Ball knocked away. Goes to Burgos. Burgos on the drive. He lays it in for the first field goal for the Tigers. Irish up 6-3. Cazell pushes into front court. Gets it to Maddox Filan. Maddox looking for a cutter up the elbow now. Wood. Wood finds Maddox Filan on the baseline. Right corner to Gazelle. Three on the way. He's got it. Jackson Gazelle, the first Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the ball game. The senior struggled from outside the arc in the opener. They got that one to go nicely. Shot missed by Erazo. Rebound inside by Gazelle. Now Green. Green looking up court to Manning Filan. On the baseline to Wood. Kick over to Maddox Filan. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound battle. Tip. Ball's loose. Manning's got it. Gets it to Green. Green on the drive and he's fouled by Lopez. Early in the season, you got to really count on your guys who did not play football to be in good basketball shape and execute the offense. And in the first game, everybody kind of struggled. But Jackson Gazelle gets off to a nice start in this one with the three-point shot. Inbound pass to Wood. His shot off the mark inside won't go. Rebounded by number 10 who's checked in, Steven Rodriguez, a junior. Irish up 9-3. Erazo has a pass stolen away by Green. Green comes the other way, loses the handle, gets it back. He'll kick it to Gazelle, to Maddox Filan, and Maddox hits the shot. The sails up 11-3. 4:47 to go, first quarter. Lopez on the left wing. Wood has the matchup with him. Lopez had 16 points last year when these teams met. On the drive comes Burgos. He loses the ball. Gazelle got it. Head now to Filan. Back to Gazelle. Back to Maddox. Swing it to Wood. Wood in the mid post to Manning. Filan spins to the basket and lays it in. Nice little spin move. Had his back to Burgos and just spun around him and kissed it off the glass. Manning's got six in the quarter. Irish up 13-3. Lopez gets it to the high post to Rodriguez. Back to Lopez. Lopez shoots a three over Wood. It's a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Green. Spencer looks ahead to Wood on the right wing. Prescott hustles back inside to Manning Filan. And we're going to have an offensive foul as Manning Filan turns and collides with the Prescott defender. So that's Manning's second foul. So he's going to have to sit down with two quick fouls. Gazelle also comes out of the ballgame. And Mateo Jimenez, 6-foot freshman, checks in along with Jake Warwick, the 6-foot sophomore. Warwick had 4 points up at Toppenish. 13-3 Irish. Just inside 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Erazo gets it to Lopez. Now lowering his shoulders, Burgos. He's stripped by Warwick. Warwick's coming the other way with it. Gets it to Maddox, file on the baseline. New room to shoot. Gets hustled by Prescott. Now to Mateo. Down low to Warwick. Shot won't go. Rebound Prescott, and they call a held ball. So Mateo, nice pass inside to Jake. Couldn't finish in traffic. And a nice little battle for the rebound. Possession error in favor of Prescott. Prescott doing a great job of hustling back in transition. Irish up 13-3. Erazo gets it on the right wing to Lopez. Passes tip. Mateo ends up with the loose ball. Jimenez with the left-handed lay-in the other way. Another bucket for the Irish off of defensive transition. Irish up 15-3. 3:14 to go in the half. First quarter. Green tries to save a ball from going out of bounds. It goes right to Erazo. Now with it is Burgess. Burgess on a wild shot. Won't go rebound. Tipped, and Warwick got it. Irish almost got that to go in. Now filing out of Green. Green jumps off the lane, slices through the defense, and lays it in. Spencer's got four. Irish are up 17-3. 2:49 to go, first quarter. Erazo, 5'9 sophomore, brings the ball into front court. Passes it on the left wing to Burgos. Burgos up top to Lopez as it knocked away by Wood, gets it back. Now to Burgos in the lane, he's fouled. This will be the fourth foul on DeSales here in the first quarter. It was Jimenez.
Was it? Okay.
Mateo got his money's worth up and top, and as he fouled out of the game. So he's just a freshman. Got to learn this pace of the game at the high school level. Burgos misses the first free throw. So that's four fouls on the Irish. So the next foul will be their fifth foul, which means Prescott will shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter on all the Sales fouls. Into the game for Prescott, Gordon Hartwig, physical-looking sophomore, coming out of the ball game was number 10, Rodriguez. Misses both free throws. Prescott has not scored since the early going. Irish up 17-3 with the ball. Tice Wood has checked into the game for the Irish. Tice, another freshman, 5'10 freshman. Green gets in the lane, loses the handle, gets it to Maddox, finally back to Green in the right corner. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound battle. Warwick's got it. Kick it up to Maddox, finally swing it to Green. Green on the drive, jump stop in the lane. Goes up with a tough shot, it won't go. Spencer looking for his shot. In the first game, he was passing the ball off a lot at the top of it, but he's definitely looking for his shot. And timeout, Prescott. 1:58 to go, first quarter. The Sales lead at 17-3. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis, too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Now, the Sales has points from five different players. Manning Filan has six of the Irish's 17. Just one field goal so far for Prescott. Martin Burgos hit one early. Hit a field goal early on a lay-in. And the Tigers have been to the line twice, but haven't been able to cash in. They try to pass it inside off the inbound play. Ball's tipped around loose. Players on the floor. That's Maddox Filan down there with Burgos. And it's going to be a jump ball. Good defense by the Irish. And now Prescott will press full court. Maddox Filan, Tice Wood, Jackson Gazelle, Mateo Jimenez, and Jake Warwick on the floor for the Irish. Head coach Eric Wood after the timeout. Warwick spins around, drives to the basket. He was out on the wing and just kind of resetting his position on the dribble and then just sliced through from the right left side and laid it in. Warwick's first bucket of the game. We've got a whistle and a foul on the Irish on a hold call. Now we'll put the Tigers back at the free throw line.
Jackson
Gazelle picks up his second. So two DeSales starters now with two fouls in the first quarter, and that will put Matias Erazo at the free throw line. He hits it. And the Prescott cheering section's got that high-pitched scream anytime their players do something well. 19-4 Irish with the lead. Jason Guess has checked in for Gazelle. Second free throw's off the mark. Rebound Warwick. Jason Guess, 5'10 sophomore. 5'10 sophomore? 5'10 senior. Why do I have that down? Guess, Jason did not have enough practices in to suit up for the first game. He gets the ball in the lane, 8 feet away, misses a shot just off the mark. Jason, a big part of that state championship run. Lopez catches the ball and collides with Mateo Jimenez. One official called the block, one called the charge, but what happened is Lopez had gone in the air to receive the pass, and Mateo went and stood under him. You got to give him a place to come down.
Exactly.
So that's Mateo's second foul, and Lopez hits the free throw. 5'10 junior did not play the first time these teams met last year. A game DeSales won 63-4. He did suit up here at DeSales in January and scored 16 of their 29 points. So he can score it, and he hits both free throws. Irish up 19-6. Prescott presses full court. Maddox finally gets it to the half court line to Warwick, who passes it down low to Caleb Bingham, who's checked in. Shot won't go. Irish with the rebound. They'll reset now. Maddox Filan from the right elbow. Backboard, nothing else. Way off the mark. Lopez with the rebound. So Maddox Filan, the only starter out there. The 5'9 senior, along with Wood, the freshman. Caleb Bingham is a junior. And Guest is a senior. In the corner to Lopez for three. Off the mark, won't go. Long rebound, chased down. In the corner, it's going to go out of bounds. They say last touch by Prescott. And Prescott will press. 16.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Little game situation here. You got to break the press, get down and get a shot up in the final 16 seconds. They get the half court to Warwick. Front court to Wood. That's Tice on the left wing with it. 8 seconds on the clock. Now Maddox Filan. Hesitation, gets in the lane, dumps it down low to Bingham. Bingham's shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Warwick ends up with it. Can't hit the shot at the buzzer. So they got it down low to Caleb Bingham. Just a little too strong off the glass. All his strength in football. He's got to learn a little more finesse on the basketball court. He'll get it. Irish up 19-6 after 8 minutes. You're listening to DeSales Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, Prescott, one field goal and four free throws in 8 attempts in that first quarter. So the Irish got to clean up the fouls. The Sales score outscores the Tigers 19-6 in the first quarter. Prescott will start the second quarter with the ball. Four to Sales, Cohenwood, Manning, Filan, Maddox, Filan, Gazelle, and Green. The starting five is on the floor. Shot missed inside by Lopez. Rebound Wood to Gazelle. Ahead to Green. Green goes all the way in and misses a lay-in. Spencer's been off. Kick it out to Cohen Wood. To Maddox Filan in the corner to Green.
There
open
goes.
For three. Oop. Off the iron mark. Won't go. Spencer, I felt he was kind of pressing things a bit at Yakima Nation, and kind of the same thing tonight. Pass inside to Rodriguez, and he's fouled. He was wide open underneath. The energy level is good for the Irish. The execution is still not quite there. So another DeSales foul. And these will be the ninth and tenth free throws of the game unofficially already for Prescott. And the first one bangs off the glass, got some rim, doesn't fall. So Steven Rodriguez, a junior, will try to find a way to soften up that shot a little bit on this attempt. Second one is off the iron. Rebound, Cohen Wood. I'll let the Maddox file him. Maddox up the left sideline. Prescott really sprints back. Coach Jay Potts has him schooled on that. Spencer Green, a cut to the basket. Cohen Wood finds him. And Spencer lays it in. Cohen Wood, the quarterback on the state championship football team, knows how to find an open player. 21-6. The Sales scores first and second quarter. Lopez, a tough shot over Wood. It's good. A long two-pointer from the right baseline over the outstretched arm of Wood. That's, you just got to tip your hat to him on that bucket. Their second field goal of the game. Green drives baseline, leads it nicely for Manning Filan, and the lay-in. Spencer drew two players down onto the baseline, and then Manning just cut to the lay-in, circle the area, and nice bounce pass by Spencer. 23-8 Irish. Erazo drives in, tries to dump it to Beckman off his hand and out of bounds. 23-8 to Sales. Maddox Filan surveys his full court pressure back to Cassell, back to Filan. He gets it across the timeline on the left side. Left baseline, Manning Filan kicks it right corner to Woods. Steps behind the arc. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped by Manning Filan, controlled by Maddox. They'll reset. Left corner, Cassell. Now to Wood. Wood turns in the lane, little three-foot fadeaway. He's got it. Cohen's first basket of the ballgame. Coach Wood got nine different players in the ballgame in that first quarter. Irish sharing the basketball. A lot of guys getting in the scorebook. Lopez on the left wing of the green on him. Still with the dribble. Shot clock at 15. Pass inside. Goes to Burgess. Blocked out of there by Wood. Ahead of the pack now with it is Green who lays it in. Cohen Wood with the rejection. That was Cohen with the block, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes. Okay. 27-8 Irish. Erazo with it. Gets it high post to Lopez. 15-footer from the right elbow. Backboard, nothing else. Bounces off a couple players. Manning Filan's going to control it. When that ball doesn't hit the rim, it's hard to rebound. Now Cazell's in the lane. He'll take a running one-hander off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Prescott. That's Beckman with it in the corner. In backcourt. Gives it up to Erazo, who will walk it across the timeline. Launch a deep three and hit it. He just came across the timeline. Green was being screened off, and Erazo just hucked it up and made the Hank Warden Edward Jones three to get the Tigers in double figures at 11. In the lane to Wood. Soft eight-footer. Cohen Wood has such a soft touch on that interior jump shot. 29-11, Irish with the lead. Pass up court, slapped away by Green. Stolen drive by Green. 3-on-1. Spencer will get it to Manning Filan, who lays it in. Manning's got 10. Spencer with a nice assist on the steal and the 3-on-1 fast break. 31-11, Irish. Lopez, give and go, cut to Erazo. He scores and he's fouled. So Erazo passed it to Lopez. Green got caught looking at the ball. Erazo went right by him. And then Spencer tried to block the shot, but ended up fouling. Oh, who's that foul on?
Jackson.
Oh, it was on Cazell with the foul. And that's three on Cazell.
Yes.
Erazo has scored five in a row now. Hit a three-pointer a moment ago, and now a three-pointer the hard way. A chance at it anyway. Irish up 31-13, 4:11 to go, third quarter. Nick Quaddle, 5'10 junior, has checked in for the Irish. Erazo misses a free throw, rebound tipped, and then run down by Spencer Green. Behind the back with the dribble, getting up the court against the Tigers. Swings it to Wood. Quick 12-footer. He's got it. Cohen Wood on the left wing, about 12 to 14 feet away. Spencer found him, and he looks good on his jump shot. Very fundamental. 33-13, Irish up by 20. Beckman up top. It goes to Foster. Foster, he'll fire three in and out. Bingham with the rebound. Bingham is checked in. That's Caleb. Outlet to Green. Right corner to Maddox Filan. A quick shot up and good. Now DeSales is running and gunning. Maddox Filan in transition Long pass from Spencer Green, a catch and a shoot. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Now there's a steal by Cohen Wood, and Cohen will lay it in. Stolen away from Lopez. So Cohen has eight in the quarter. The Irish have really opened it up. They lead it 38-13. They had 19 points in the first quarter. They have 19 already here in the second quarter. Arazo drives to the basket, loses the handle. They say DeSales touched it last. And now Coach Wood will rotate some more guys in. And timeout, Prescott. 3:09 to go in the half. The Irish have outscored Prescott 19-7 here in the second quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back, and the timeout period over. The Tigers try to set up a play for Lopez to shoot a three, but Quaddle gets right in his face and won't let him shoot it. Good defense. Prescott now sets it up, and then they throw it away. They had Foster at the ball with the ball at the top of the key, and then he had two players off to his right outside the wing, and he threw it to him, and they both stepped back and watched it go out of bounds. Warwick is in the game. Tice Wood, Caleb Bingham, Mateo, and Nick Quaddle. So five reserve players on the floor for Coach Wood. Getting everybody a chance to get the field, get the Quaddle. Drives in, cut out, kick out to Warwick. Warwick takes a contested 14-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound by Burgos. Probably not the shot Coach Wood wanted there with three guys on him. Lopez pass inside for Foster. Kicks it over to Arazo. Fadeaway jumper from just inside the arc. He hits it. Mateus Arazo, 5'9 sophomore, a fadeaway with a hand in his face from 17 feet, and he hits it. He's got 7 points in the quarter. Jimenez on the drive. Cut off, gets it to Bingham. Bingham, no room to shoot. Kick out to Mateo. Mateo, 18-footer on the baseline. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nick Quaddle keeps it alive. And we got a whistle and a foul called. And it's on Bingham. Bingham trying to get in on the action. So some nice sequences here for Nick Quaddle defending the three-point attempt off the inbound play after a Prescott timeout. And then hustling after that rebound. There's a drive by Arazo, won't go. Ball outside the backboard. Jimenez has it. Gets all the way into front court. Gets it to Warwick. Back to Jimenez. To Warwick. Back to Jimenez. Down low to Bingham. Good passing now to Jimenez. And he misses inside shot. Bingham with the rebound. He puts it in. Excellent ball movement from the Irish from the time they got the rebound to the time they scored it. And Caleb Bingham, very strong. Oh, there's a travel. Lopez caught it on the right wing. Coming up is the trailer. And he took about four steps before he decided to dribble it or shoot it. 40-15 to Sales. Quaddle in the front court gets it to Warwick. Warwick goes by the defender Hartwig, lays it in. They call that the Euro step. Jake Warwick in transition gets his second field goal and will have a chance to make it a three-point play as Gordon Hartwig picks up his first foul. 42-15 Irish. The Sales starting off a three-game week. They'll play Riverside Christian out at Walla Walla Community College on Friday, tipping off at 6:30. It'll be a boys' JV game followed by the varsity. No girls' game, as Riverside Christian does not have a girls' program. Free throw miss, run down by Quaddle, gets it to Warwick. Now Tice Wood has it in the lane, shot won't go, and we got a foul on Bingham. Caleb Bingham clearing out. Well, he was clearing them out all football season. And I'll take any argument you want to give, but he made the most historic, impactful play in DeSales history, regardless of the sport. Irish down 14-0. Caleb Bingham intercepts the ball at the goal line and goes 100 yards. That was a thing of beauty to watch. They picked up his second foul there. And now the Tigers with a miss and a rebound by Ben Garcia, 5'10 junior in the ballgame. Coach Wood has gotten everybody in the game now. Quaddle dribbling left to right, gets it to Garcia. Garcia dumps down low to Bingham. Turns, shoots up a little five-footer. He's got it. Caleb Bingham, he's a big dude. If he can get comfortable down there, he's 6'2". I would say about 195, and he's ripped, and he can play in there. Lopez banks it off the glass, hard rebound tip. Tice Woods got it. Tice Wood with Burgos on him, drives in, kicks out to Guess. Guess bounce past the block to Bingham. Bingham turns, shoots it up strong and in. Caleb Bingham missed his first couple, but he's got that low post working against an overmatched Prescott squad. 46-15 Irish, and Arazo will try to hit that three at the buzzer, and he can't do it. 46-15 Irish in control at the half, the home opener for the boys, and they've got the big lead. Be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at live at the half. The Irish band entertained the crowd. Got Phil Lynch, the instructor, playing the trumpet with the band. And Billy Holtzinger, who graduated last year, has joined the band here, home for Christmas break. We're heading into a very fun time of year, the Christmas season. We got school tomorrow, school Friday, and then no more school till 2026. And the Sales boys basketball team continues to try to get in the groove. Last year, 26-3, finished third in the state for the third straight year, and they have high hopes of taking home that state tournament trophy, state championship trophy. This year, they've been so close 3 years in a row under head coach Eric Wood, and it's a long ways off. That's the first weekend in March. We're in mid-December right now, and they just got to be patient. Pack your patience. They got off to the late start this year, which is unique to this group of kids, and there was a time in Irish athletics. There was a time in Irish athletics when That was the norm. Deep runs into the state football tournament, state championships. Let's see, where were they? Let's see, they're up on the board. 91. And we had several runner-ups in there as well. Champions in 97. 98. 99. 2007. And again, we had several runners up there. 2011. Academic state champions. That was academic. Okay. And we'll have to get the 2025 football championship up on that board soon. But a lot of tradition in the Irish basketball team. We'll just have to work through this slow start as far as getting on the court. And they're really starting to warm up and get confident offensively against the Prescott team that is still looking for their first win. Irish up 19-6 after one quarter. Then they outscore the Tigers 27-6. Irish up 46-15 at the half. We'll be right back with a look at the schedule and some stats as well. Irish basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half, and the band concert continues here at halftime. Irish up 46-15. It's a busy week here as we close out the 2025 portion of the school year. And Wednesday, which is where we're at now with Prescott, no games tomorrow. Friday, boys only versus Riverside Christian. That will be a division, Southeast Grape Division counter. Riverside Christian was undefeated coming into this week in league play. And that game will be played at Walla Walla Community College. Boys only, they do not have a girls program. So boys on Friday at Walla Walla Community College, 6:30 p.m. versus Riverside Christian. And then Saturday, the girls and boys programs travel to Sunnyside Christian for another division game. Girls tip off at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys. And there's one schedule change. If you have the original schedule, of course, DeSales off to the late start on the boys' side because of football. They could not play Pomeroy on December 9th. The girls did play them, so the Irish boys will play Pomeroy on December 30th. And then the Christmas Classic will be January 2nd and 3rd. Usually it's in December between Christmas and New Year's, but this year it's going to be January 2nd and January 3rd. So that's a look at the schedule. Let's go ahead and look at the stats. For Prescott, 15 points on the board. 2 for Martin Burgos. 5 for Scott Lopez. He had 16 last year in a game against the Irish. He has 1 field goal and 3 free throws. And then 8 points for Matias Arazo, 5'9 sophomore. Contested 3, kind of a circus shot 2-pointer from a fadeaway. Another drive to the lane, and he also hit a free throw. So Matias Arazo, 5'9 sophomore, a nice second quarter where he scored 7 of his 8 points. They were 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Fouls were a problem for the Irish. They committed 10 first half fouls and allowed Prescott to go to shoot 11 free throws. Coach Wood got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, all 12 players in the ballgame. Let's look at the scoring. 2 for Mateo Jimenez, 3 for Jackson Gazelle, 4 for Jake Warwick, 6 for Caleb Bingham, 5 for Maddox Filan, 8 for Spencer Green, 8 for Cohen Wood, and leading all scorers, Manning Filan, with 10. The Irish are 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Jackson Gazelle, 3 first half fouls. Bingham, Manning Filan, and Mateo Jimenez all picked up 2 each. DeSales misses shot early. Rebound by Green. Then out to Filan, shoots an air ball. It bounces off somebody's head and goes out near half quarter. Maddox runs it down. Quickly into second half action. Now Manning Filan in the corner. He's cut off and fouled by Bryden Foster. Prescott only committed 3 first half fouls. If you follow Irish basketball and not necessarily Irish football, and you are wondering where Malachi Raymond's name is, because he was a big part of Irish's success last year. Malachi broke his finger in the first postseason game. He's expected to be back mid-January. Irish missed a shot. Now Prescott with the ball coming the other way. They'll set up their offense. Maddox filing with the steal. Maddox goes all the way in and lays it in. Malachi Raymond, I was looking over some stuff on the WA website, and I found a page where they showed a bunch of stats from last year's state tournament. There's a steal by Spencer Green, and he misses another lane. Spencer Green is just getting too fancy on the lay-in stuff. Get it up off the glass and put it in. He's got the finger roll, the underhand stuff. He'll get it. He's laughing about it.
He was thinking about dunking it.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
he went into it rather differently.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably what he was doing. 48-15, Irish at the ball back after a Prescott turnover. Green finds Wood wide open, back to Green. Gazelle really moving the ball. They're just having fun lobbing inside the Gazelle, and he has it go through his hands. Well, Coach Wood's smiling. The guys are having fun passing the ball around, not scoring much. Hey, but that's what high school sports are about, have fun. There's a shot by Lopez. Won't go. Green with the rebound. He'll go up, and he has his shot blocked by Lopez. Spencer Green,
12,
one of the top scorers in the state. I haven't got his total numbers yet. And compared those with us for a discussion later on as we get more into the season. Set school record for individual game scoring at, scored 49 in a win over at Liberty Christian. He hits the first free throw. He's got 9 points, hits them both. He's got 10. 50-15 to sales. Have some fun, get some offensive continuity going. And get ready for two big games Friday and Saturday against two of the top teams in the league, Riverside Christian and Sunnyside Christian.
Leon Lopez.
Lopez drives to the basket and scores it. The left corner goes to Manning Filan now the other way. Back, he leaves the corner. Now in the corner with it is Green. Cross-court pass, tipped by Wood, tipped by Filan. That's Maddox, but right to Prescott. So that ball was intended for Maddox. Wood thought it was for him. He jumped up and tipped it, and then they ended up turning it over. Lopez loses the handle on the ball, goes right to Borges to Foster. His shot won't go. Back to Borges. His shot won't go. Rebound Wood ahead to Green. Green goes baseline, spins inside, takes a tough one-hander, in and out, stays out. Manning Phelan, rebound, put back, won't go. DeSales, one field goal here in the first almost 3 minutes of the third quarter after putting up 46 first half points. They lead it 50-17 right now. Pass to Foster. Foster fires a three, backboard, nothing else. Gazelle with the rebound. Very ragged right now. Green outlet to Maddox Phelan. Left wide open for three. He'll hit it. They just need to shoot. These guys who played football just need to shoot, shoot, shoot. And you can only get so many in shots up at practice. And it's not like shooting in a game. There's a ball tipped by Green. Loose ball picked up by Maddox. Maddox in the front court. Loses the handle. Gets it to Manning. Manning drives in. And he's fouled on the pass. He could have laid it up. The Sales being extremely unselfish. They were like that at Yakima Nation. And now Coach Wood will bring five fresh players in the ballgame. 4:40 to go third quarter, 53-17. Timeout on the floor. We'll set the Irish lineup when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Coach Wood does the hockey line change. He's got Jason Guest, the senior, out there. Mateo Jimenez, a freshman. Caleb Bingham, the junior. Tice Wood, a freshman. And Jake Warwick, the sophomore, is out there. They lob it inside on the inbound to Jake Warwick. Goes up high, keeps it high, and banks it in. 55-17 Irish. That inbound play is a signature part of the game plan for both the girls and the boys. Lob it high in the middle of the defense. Warwick put it up and in. Missed by the Tigers. Rebound and ball coming the other way for the Irish. Guest left open from 12. Misses a shot. Rebound Lopez. Ball's loose on the floor, though. Lopez gets it back. Stripped by Guest. Gets it back. Jason Guest always scrapping all the time. And I think he's going to get called for the foul. Yes, he did. That's his first. Those 10 first-half fouls, that's something that the Irish will settle into. You got to get the aggression going and then smooth out the offense. They've got 55 points up after scoring 59 for the game against Yakima Nation in their opener. They got a whistle and a reach-in foul on the Irish as Foster drove to the basket.
Mateo
Jimenez picks up his third. Bingham will then defend the inbound. They line up four players at the foul line. They try to get it to Lopez in the left corner. Guest steals it away and then takes up off the sideline. Up the sideline, there's a collision. He hits the deck ball, goes out of bounds, and they say it's out of bounds. Coach Wood says, good defense, but then you just got to settle down. You get an interception in football, you take off the other way as fast as you can go. Missed by the Tigers, rebound Jimenez, up court to Warwick. His cross-court pass is tried to throw it through three blue shirts, and Prescott will retrieve that ball. Irish turn it over. Foster in the front court to Erazo. Now Coach J. Potts. Trying to coach his guys up. He'll take a timeout for Prescott. 3:26 to go in the third. Irish up 55-17. Be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy, crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new crispy onion cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, oh yeah. We're back live. Prescott will inbound across the way. Jay Potts, the official, or the coach. I said official. Coach Jay Potts drew up an inbound play to run from across the way there. Top of the key extended. They're going to get the little water cleaned up from during the timeout. Bingham will defend the inbound. Official handed him the ball, then he blew the whistle and asked for it back. And
yeah, apparently.
Making him tuck his shirt in?
I think so, yeah.
Probably could have done that before he handed him the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, so we'll try that again. Borges has the ball tipped away in the inbound by Bingham. Loose ball picked up by him and it's tipped away. Now Woods got it. Bounces off a player. Woods got it back. Hits him backcourt. Oh, boy.
A little ping pong.
Follow the bouncing ball. Warwick on the left wing with it. Now they try to settle into their offense. Get a whistle and an offensive foul. I'm guessing a moving screen on an Irish play. Yep. Caleb Bingham with the block. Right description, wrong sport. 3:11 to go in the half. Irish up, or the third quarter, excuse me. Irish up 55-17. And there's Foss Borges on the hard drive. He collides with a couple of Irish. And it's a foul on Bingham. And that's four on Bingham.
Yeah, that could have gone to either one.
Yeah. Caleb shakes his head. He comes and sits down. Scored 6 points in the second quarter. Now Nick Quattle will check in. 5'10 junior. They lob it into Lopez. Leans in on Warwick. Shot won't go, but he's fouled. Like I've said a few times, Lopez had 16 points in a game here at DeSales last year as a sophomore. He can score it.
54.
And they've made it tough on him.
Called that on Nicholas.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Nick Quattle picks up his first foul, gets into the scorebook. Lopez's first free throw is good. He's got 8 points now. 3:02 to go, third quarter. And Lopez hits them both. The crowd for Prescott is small, but they are vocal. Cheering on their team. Irish get in the front court. Wood to Jimenez in the right baseline to guess. His 15-footer won't go. Rebound tip. Jimenez has a loose ball. He powers up. He'll go to the free throw line. Nice job. Got the rebound. Slithered in there for the basket attempt, the shot attempt. Nice physical play. Weaving between defenders. And he'll go to the free throw line.
Lopez
picks up his third. Mateo, 2 points in the first quarter. He had a point at Yakima Nation. He misses the first one. Into the game comes Gordon Hartwig as number 32, Juka Beckman sits down. Lopez or Mateo misses both. Lopez gets the rebound. Now Arazo, who had that 7-point second quarter, 8 for the game, has yet to score in the second half. On the drive is Foster. Shot won't go. Rebound picked out over the Irish. Warwick into front court. They leave him wide open. He'll shoot the three. He'll hit the three. Nobody picked him up. Another Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. 1, 2, 3, fourth of the game unofficially by three different players. They get it inside to Lopez. Shot won't go. Rebound, Jimenez. 58-19. Irish up by 39 points. Gets a Quattle.
Oh, great
he
save.
Saves it from going out of bounds. So Warwick, they swing it around. Wood, that's Tice. Wood shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound, Borges. Get to that 40-point spread, and we can have the running clock here on a school night. That would be helpful. Burgess to Arazo, stolen away. Guess has a loose ball. He'll go the other way and lay it in over the front rim. Guess, first basket of the game, and the Irish are now up 60-19. We got a whistle, and traveling is called on Lopez. Yep, the clock is running. I'm guessing I'm not the only guy in the gym who was waiting for that.
That's a good rule, Coach.
Yeah, it is. Warwick's going to come out, and Ben Garcia checks in. Coach Wood, knowing that Prescott is 0-6, anticipated this type of a contest and has really had a nice plan for getting all his players in the ballgame. Jimenez on the drive. He scores, and he's fouled. Took the ball in the left wing, got to the left elbow, and turned down the lane and scored it. And the foul's on Hartwig, his second. So Jimenez, second field goal of the game. He's got 4 points. Chance to make it five.
They made a free throw.
Yes, he did. They do stop the clock during free throws. Jimenez with 5 points. The Irish up 63-19. Lopez will fire a long three over Jimenez. Off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tip by Foster, but controlled by Tice Wood. Tice putting on a little dribbling exhibition, trying to get away from Mirazo behind the back between the legs. He's still got it. He'll go in the lane and score it. Okay.
Coast to coast.
Tice Wood, little curly kneel, then dribbling demonstration, then it went coast to coast. To Lopez, to Hartwig. He hits it from the baseline. Gordon Hartwig's first basket. 65-21 Irish. Jimenez pushes the other way. Cut off, gets it to Wood. Three from between the circles. At the buzzer, won't go. 65-21. After three quarters, the Sales boys are looking like they'll go to 2-0 on the season, 2-0 in the division. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Sales outscores Prescott 19-6 in that third quarter. 19 points, that's what they had in the opening quarter. So their line score so far, 19-27-19. Prescott will start the fourth quarter with the ball and the running clock here with the now a 44-point spread. Once they start the clock on that running deal, it stays that way, even if the team gets closer than 40. Steven Rodriguez has checked in for Prescott with the ball right now as Arazo. Four to Sales. Garcia, Ticewood, and Arazo fires up a three-pointer. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three is good. That gets the Prescott girls screaming. The girls' team encouraging their boys. Now Ben Garcia on the drive, little running right-hander, won't go, gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Guess. Looks at a three, won't take it. Up top to Jimenez. Now to Wood. Wood to the foul line. Cut off, kick out the Guess. Catch and shoot three. Off the arm won't go. Ben Garcia with the rebound. Bounce pass too hard for Jimenez inside. Prescott with the ball. The Sales very unselfish. Everybody trying to give each other looks. Arazo has been a bright spot for the Tigers. He has 11 points. Lopez will shoot the three. Off the mark won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Jimenez is going to push it 1-on-4. He jump stops in the lane and scores it. Nobody stopped him. 7 points for the 6 foot freshman. 67-24. Lopez, top of the key, three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, long one, goes to the Tigers. Burgos, he'll fire it back up. Backboard, nothing else. Lopez has it. Then he has it ripped away by Guess. Guess, crossover dribble, gets it to Quaddle. Quaddle tries to pass it back to Guess, and it's taken away. They want Nick to shoot that. Nick is the only, Nick and Ben Garcia are the two players that haven't scored yet. Lopez on the right wing up top to Erazo. He'll fire another rainbow three. Won't go. Rebound Garcia. Ben Garcia's already got, I think, four or five rebounds in this game. Jimenez to Tyce Wood at the top of the key. Sees Jimenez in the lane. Back to Jimenez, who lays it in. Jimenez now has nine. DeSales has one, two, three players in double figures. There's a three on the way by Borges. Air ball right to Garcia.
Another rebound.
Green has 10. Maddox Filan has 10. Manning Filan has 10. Warwick has 9. And there's a loose ball. Erazo gets it, goes the other way, can't the shot. Rebound, Beckman. And Beckman puts it up and in for his first basket of the game. 69-26, 5:19 to go. Jimenez on the drive, kicks it out for Garcia, too wide and off Ben's hand. Irish turn it over. Beckman and Erazo sit down. 5'9 sophomore Erazo, 11 points to lead the Tigers. Now running the offense is Bryden Foster, a 5'9 sophomore. They're a young team. Loose ball chased down a half court by Lopez. Back to Foster. Back to Lopez. Lopez on the drive, and he collides with Jimenez. That's going to be a foul on Mateo, reaching in and grabbing him.
On the floor.
And that's four fouls on Mateo. First foul on either team in the fourth quarter.
He called 22.
Who they calling on?
I couldn't see his second finger.
Well, it had to be Jimenez. Caleb Bingham will check in. So Bingham with four fouls comes back on the floor for Jimenez, who has four fouls. Foster has the ball in the right corner, knocked away by Wood. Loose ball picked up by Garcia. Back to Tyce. Tyce, the freshman. Hesitation, dribble, gets all the way to the elbow. Finds Quaddle wide open underneath for the lay-in. That's a crowd pleaser. Nick Quaddle, the 5'10 junior, captain on the football team. A favorite here at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. And Nick's in the book. Irish up 71-26. Pass off to Foster, to Lopez. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Guess. He'll get it to Tyce Wood. Tyce, the freshman, brings it to the timeline, gets it to Garcia. Garcia goes baseline. Ben's now the only player who hasn't scored. He passes it, stolen away by Kevin Ortega, who's checked in for the first time for the Tigers. Lopez dribbling right to left, kicking the corner to Ortega. Long jumper on the way, won't go. Rebound Quaddle. So Nick's got a bucket and a rebound. Now Ben Garcia, he's the guy we got to get up, get a shot up for. Baseline drive by Guess. Guess bounces it between Bingham's leg, but it goes right to Quaddle. Now Tyce Wood with it, drives to the foul line, shot won't go, rebound Burgos. Burgos, 3 minutes to go. The Sales will play Friday at Walla Walla Community College against Riverside Christian. Heading into this week's action, Riverside Christian was undefeated in league play at 4-0. We got a reach and foul onto Sales on a drive by Burgos. Nick Quaddle picks up his second foul. They inbound it to Lopez. Bingham on him. Bingham dumps it down nice, or Lopez dumps it down nicely inside for Foster, who lays it in for his first points. 71-28 Irish, 2:37 to go in the game. Left wing pass to Garcia. Down low to Bingham behind the defense, and he lays it in. Nice assist by Ben Garcia. Caleb Bingham has eight. Ben Garcia is a quiet guy. He does things smoothly, and I got to know him as an athlete a little more in football this year, helping out with the team. And he comes in, he just does his job. And there's a missed shot by Prescott. Wood with the rebound. Now he'll go to pass it, but nobody was ready for it. He tried to let it drop. Foster got it. Foster missed the shot. Guess with the block shot. Jason pretty excited about that. Now Tice Wood back in the front court, gets it to Garcia, left corner to Greek. Yes, he'll fire three over. Over Lopez, and Jason Guess hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. He's got 5 points. Irish up 76-28. Look for Ben Garcia every time we have the ball. Want to get everybody in the scorebook. And Lopez banks in a deep three. Another Hank Warden Edward Jones three. His first of the game, 76-31. Garcia's got the ball. They tell him to shoot it. Now Quado will shoot the three. He's got it! Nick Quado from the left corner. Three ball, corner pocket. And that brought the bench and the crowd to their feet. And Ben and Nick Quado with the steal. Now let's get the ball to Ben Garcia. A minute to go. Irish up 79-31. Right corner, Guess. He'll fire the three. Out there, I'm going to go rebound Lopez. Irish players all having a lot of fun getting their season underway. After the football success, they'll go to 2-0 in basketball. Lopez on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. He gets it back and puts it in. Lopez, 5 in the quarter, 14 for the game. Inside a minute, 35 seconds to go. Jason Guest is tired. Gets it to Quado. He'll fire the three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound Burgos. Now walking it up is Foster. Now Lopez gets Bingham in the air, fires a three, won't go. Long rebound, chased down by Quado. Quado on the dribble, get it to Garcia. Shoot. 8 seconds.
Shoot.
Ben, come on, Ben. He passes it off. Ben, let's shoot it up. He's such a quiet guy. Good sportsmanship. Irish are going to run out the clock. 79-33. DeSales boys go to 2-0 on the season. And we'll have a big game at Walla Walla Community College against Riverside Christian on Friday. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we had a pretty good crowd on hand for this doubleheader broadcast, with Prescott in the gym for the first home game of on the league part of the schedule. As the game, the boys' game, got a bigger and bigger spread, the crowd started to filter out, and it's a school night, and people are heading home quickly. Irish boys win it 79-33. They are 2-0 on the season, 2-0 in the Grape Division, and two big games coming up Friday at Walla Walla Community College versus Riverside Christian, and Saturday on a road trip to Sunnyside Christian. Those two teams in the at the top of the league standings as we head into the middle of December. Prescott's boys struggling, but you can tell they're doing what their coach do. They're sprinting down the court, down the court in transition defense. They're hustling all over the place. Their fourth quarter was their best quarter as they scored 12 points, but they lose. They only score 33 and lose it 79-33. They fall to 0-7, and they will travel to Sunnyside on Friday for their next ball game. The Sales jumped out to a 19-6 lead. It never really, the score is never really in doubt. Foul trouble was an issue for them, however. Second quarter, they really went off. Three, four, five, six different players scored a total of 27 points. Cohen Wood had all eight of his points in the game in that second quarter. And the Irish outscored Prescott 27-9. In the second quarter, it was 46-15. After three quarters, and then late in the fourth quarter, the Irish got it to the 40-point advantage, and the running clock ended up outscoring the Tigers 19-6 in that third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, it was 14-12, Irish with the tally there. But Prescott did get 12 points on the board after scoring just 21 through the first three quarters. Okay, well, let's look at the individual totals. First for the Tigers. Coach Jay Potts got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. Six of them scored points. Two for Gordon Hartwig, two for Juca Beckman, two for Bryden Foster, and two for Martin Burgos. And then two players in double figures. Matias Arazo, 11 points. And he hit a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. He had a 7-point second quarter, then hit another three in the fourth quarter. And then Scott Lopez got it going in the fourth quarter to finish with 14 total after having 9 going into the fourth quarter. He had a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three as well. So he ends up leading Prescott in scoring, the 5'10 junior with 14 points. Prescott got to the free throw line as the Sales, there's something they need to work on is fouling. They've committed a lot of fouls in both their games, which is understandable, especially early in the season. Tigers hit 6 of 13 from the line. For Coach Wood's guys, you got all 12 players in the game. 11 of them got in the scorebook. Ben Garcia had a chance there. He had the ball at the end of the game, and he chose just to hold it. Good sportsmanship. Tice Wood with 2 points. 3 points for Jackson Gazelle. On a first quarter, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And, of course, these stats are unofficial. 5 points for Nick Quaddle, the 5'10 junior. A 2 and a 3 in the fourth quarter. Crowd favorite. 5 points for Jason Guest. 8 points for Caleb Bingham. 8 points for Cohen Wood, all in the second quarter when the Irish really started to stretch it out. And then 3 players with 10 points each. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, and Manning Filan. All those players, well, Spencer had 2 free throws in the second half, but the Filan brothers all scored all 10 of their points in the first half. The Irish shot 5 of 8 from the free throw line, committed 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 17 fouls. They'll need to work on that. So there's the tail of the tape. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll come back and name our Dairy Queen players of the games for the girls and the boys contest and wrap things up. The Sales boys win at 79-33. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School as the players are visiting with their families and getting ready to filter out of the gym with that 79-33 win. And I was up in Toppenish solo for the first game of the season. And, Lon, you joined me tonight. Your first time seeing the Irish girls and boys from the radio perch. Your thoughts on what you saw tonight?
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with the girls. It's their sixth, seventh game. So
yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what they were doing before tonight.
Yeah.
But
sixth game. They're 3-3.
I was very impressed with Teresa tonight. After they had a decent lead, she passed the ball off to get her teammates involved.
Yeah,
so
she's a great floor general, the 5'4 sophomore. 28 points in the girls' contest, including three Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes.
She'll probably get a few more of those before the year's out, but it's pretty hard not to give her that tonight.
And most importantly, their first league win. Then the boys, what are your thoughts on the boys?
I'm very impressed. I know there's still playing a little football out there, but they got it going there. They passed the ball really well.
One of the fun things about them, and I notice this in football too, of course, they really like playing with each other. They have a lot of fun. And you know, as a coach, that's not always the case. That's what you want. You want the kids to enjoy each other and enjoy the competition and just have fun being with each other, win, lose, or draw. And, of course, there's been a lot of winning going on for the boys so far this year. But they really do have fun out there, and it's good to see.
It's a lot easier to – I mean, they share the ball really well.
Yeah.
But like I say, when you win and they've been together now for – what do we got? A lot of – we're going to lose four seniors. But the younger kids work well with the older kids, and it was good to see. We had a running clock pretty much the whole fourth quarter, and all the kids got in a good amount of playing time, and I like to see that.
Yep, we're off to a good start. It should be a fun season, and heck, we've got a lot of fun left this week. Riverside Christian will be a good matchup out at Walla Walla Community College Friday, boys game only, tipping off at 6:30, then up to Sunnyside. And those games are always tough up there. They are a premier 1B level program, both girls and boys. So Dairy Queen players of the game, Coach.
Oh, I have to go with Teresa. I think I kind of alluded to that.
Yeah, 28 points.
But I really liked Nicholas.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool.
Gets his
first two, and then he throws one up from three-point land, and it goes in. And he felt so good about that. He took another one, just about made it. So.
And the crowd they were cheering for everybody tonight. But when Nick hit those buckets, they were pretty darn excited. So Nick Quaddle, our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side, with the 5 points coming off the bench. Coach Wood doing a great job spreading the playing time with all 12 kids suited up tonight. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Girls win 48-25. To get their first league win. They're 1-1 in the division. They go to 3-3 overall. The Irish boys win at 79-33, and they go to 2-0 in the division, 2-0 overall. The Sales boys will be in action Friday versus Riverside Christian at Walla Walla Community College. The Irish girls will not play Friday, as Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. And then both teams will travel to Sunnyside Christian Saturday to close out a busy week. Girls will tip off at 4 o'clock on Saturday, followed by the boys.
So are we covering the game at the community college?
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
I wasn't. Probably said that. I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, we got all the boys' games, and we'll cover all the girls' games that coincide with boys' games. Okay, I don't want to spread ourselves too thin. All right. So here we go. Thank you for listening. We want you guys to have a blessed Christmas season, and great job back at the studio by Gabe, and of course patronize all of our great sponsors. Without them, we don't have the broadcast. So on behalf of Lon Olson, I'd like to thank you for being with us tonight. And so until Friday, versus Riverside Christian at 6:30 p.m. tip off, this is Mike Speedy sending you back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Go Irish.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.